He's going for 9 straight wins as an owner.
Gee, any owner would scream out for 1, let alone 8 in a row, or 8 in a row at this stage. It's a remarkable feat. Let's hope it is not. Just off your confidence, you seem to be really happy with him.
Yes, look, I'm very happy with him, and I think he'd be very hard to beat today. And, yeah, I just like the way he is mentally. He's really looking forward to competing. I can tell in his eyes.
Fantastic. So that's race 1, number 1 at Eagle Farm, Emerald City. Good luck to you, Sam, if you're listening or watching this morning as an owner, mate, to have 8 winners in a row. You've done remarkably well through your trainer, David Van Dyke. And just before I let you go, Dave, how's Yankee Rose?
Yankee's come through her operation well. She's just convalescing at Oak Ridge, and she'll be out in a little yard as of next week. But very happy with her. She looks well and she's coping well.
Fantastic. Mate, good luck. I hope the horse can do it again for you today.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dave. David Van Dyke, bright and early there, still track work underway, so we thank him for coming on. Emerald City, try to make it 5 on the trot there in race 1 at Eagle Farm.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. We have great jackpots and specials coming your way every week. TAB, we love a bet.
And we're all set now. And we're all set now. And we're all set now.
This is your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio. Heard in Sydney on 1017 AM. Throughout New South Wales on the FM band, digital radio and the TAB app.
And the rough and racing.
It's time for Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley.
Yes, good morning, everybody. As we continue on, we welcome our new listeners and viewers. Just gone 7 o'clock here on Racing HQ Saturday. We thank you for your time. Looking forward to it all unfolding for you as the morning and then into the afternoon with all this first-class racing. Let's run through the track reports for us at Rose Hill. Pretty overcast this morning, but no rain in those clouds. It appears they put 6 millimetres of water on the track late yesterday afternoon, making it 28 for the week. It's come up as a good 4, the penetrometer 5.05, and the rail today is at 3 metres. It's their fourth straight Saturday, and they've moved it from the true of last Saturday out to 3 metres. Newcastle, they've put 40 millimetres of water on the Beaumont track this week. It's come up as a good 4, the rail at 5 metres. Eagle Farm, it's a good 4. The rail at 5, they gave it a light watering yesterday or last night. And Pakenham, that is the feature program in Victoria today, the Pakenham Cup. It's a good 4, the rail true, and they've got fine weather in or around Pakenham. So a good day coming ahead there. Wagga is our other New South Wales TAB program. The track is rated good. The best in the business, as normal, are with us on a Saturday as we say good morning to you, Ron Duffersey. How are you, Duff?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew. It's a good meeting at Rose Hill Gardens today. It's going to be a sort of a feeder into the Villiers Summer Cup. You've got the festival that will probably lead into the Villiers, the ATC Cup, a little bit of a Summer Cup form line, and even the Starlight Stakes maybe into the Razor Sharp. It's a good little day with a better quality of horse, I'd suggest, for this time of year.
Gee, I love the Starlight, mate.
Yeah, it's a beauty, isn't it? It's an absolute beauty. But competitive racing, definitely. It's a really good meeting.
And Mike Fraser's joining us as well as he does on a Saturday. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good, welcome back, Ronnie. Where have you been? New Zealand, you little runner.
Yeah.
Jeez, you can have a holiday.
It wasn't a holiday, mate.
And his horse won too. I mean, what sort of a week has he had?
Oh my God. Somebody said you were trout fishing.
No, I didn't know. I didn't have enough time for that. Well, only there 2 days, but I mean, we got looked after. Yeah, Dinkum.
Here comes the payback, yeah? So you want to get it out of the way now?
No.
Ronnie was. I'm just saying, as Ronnie said at the top of the meeting, when I did the form for last Saturday at Rose Hill, I thought it was pretty challenging, and that you'd get some sort of well priced horses performing well. I don't see that as being any different. I know we've got a few shorties here today, but gee whiz, I think some of these races are deep, Ronnie. And I think it's a really challenging program
for sure.
A couple of extra scratchings this morning that aren't in the guides. Fickle Follies out of the TAB Highway, race 3, number 6. Yama Magic came out about 6 o'clock last night, so it's not there either. Race 3, number 10, Yama Magic.
And then the Little Racketeers come out. Duff, race four, number 10. It came out earlier this morning. And King's Officer has just come out. Race nine, number 7, King's Officer, has been scratched by Terry Robinson. It was a bit of an outsider in that race. So they're the extra earlies. You don't want any more particularly, I don't reckon.
No, look, I think we can cope with what we've got. Usually Chris waits to scratch whatever he's going to do till later on, till he sees the field unfold. But I think we'll be pretty right with conditions like today.
We've got, what's this, our fourth meeting in a row. This track's sort of had a little bit of wear and tear on it. It's one of those tracks that reacts quite to racing. So what are we, two weeks ago we had a 6 metre rail where they were favoured on the inside and towards the lead a bit. They cut back to a normal rail last Saturday, once again, on a protected pad. It seemed to be the place to be, down on the inside and a little bit handy. And now they put the rail out 3 metres. Well, they've basically put it right in the middle of where it was the last 2 weeks. Now, that's a little bit of a danger sign for the fence today. So just, Ronnie will monitor that as the day goes on. Mm. But I'd be a little bit wary that, especially as they put a few mils of water on the track last night, it may cut up a little on the inside. So I would initially be looking to get off the fence and be a little bit handy.
Mm. All right, we'll monitor that through the day with all the guys that are there. Peter Roble's our first guest this morning. Morning to you, Pete.
How are you, Andrew?
Very well, mate. I noted just before Ron talks about today, centre pivot. He's been entered for a couple of races, but he trialled again yesterday. You're close to running?
Yeah, he'll either run in the Villiers in 2 weeks or go to Brisbane. There's a 1,600 metre handicap up there that I make up there, run him in that, and then he will stay in Brisbane until the Magic Millions.
Seemed to be all right yesterday.
Yeah, look, he trialled nice. So we've had a couple of little issues with his feet, hence why he's been scratched a couple of times. But we seem to have that under order now, so hopefully we won't have any more issues there, and we can screw down towards the Magic Millions, the Stays Cup up there.
Pete, you start off today with Brulé. She's had a little month freshened since that listed race down the at Flemington. How is she?
Yeah, look, she's in terrific form. She ran quite well in Melbourne with probably not a lot of luck on her side, but she had a week in a paddock on the way home from Melbourne, and she's freshened up well, and she's in very good order going into today's race.
You decided to claim. He rides quite nicely, this boy.
He does. Look, Ron, I just decided to claim because I thought the 60 was probably too great a task for her. She's only a small filly, even though, like, the majority of them have got a good weight. But I thought if I pull three off her, then you've got horses like Calandra and so forth giving her 2.5 kilos, which swings the weights much, much more favourably towards her. So I think there's one horse in the race that she's giving 0.5 kilo to or something, so she's getting a weight relief off the rest of the field. Looks like very good tempo on the race, so Nicky will just, he'll just park her out the back, the usual racing pattern, come to probably the middle of the track. When she straightens up, and if she's good enough and the tempo's been right for her, well, she's certainly in the right frame of mind to be winning today.
Race 7, Iggy Pop, he's ready now. He's had his 3 runs back from a spell. He was pretty good the other day, just a little bit aggressive, but he was good.
Yeah, look, he was good the other day. You know, he's only third up, and he does very little work under saddle. Most of his work's on a treadmill, so hence why he's probably been a little bit on the fresh side in his run so far. But, look, he's in very good order, and he's got a terrific weight drop. You know, he gets down to 54, albeit that he's up and touching class, but he's raced well in this greater race previous. Drawn a touch awkward, but the plan will be to follow the bull across, either sit outside the leader or the 1-1, depending on if a couple others go forward. So, but he's got no weight. He's fit to run the 10 furlong, so we know it's going to be a solidly run 10 furlong race, which I think plays into our favourite touch being that he's got no turn of foot, but he's going terrific, the old boy, and he'll certainly run his genuine, honest race again. Whether it's his turn to win one or not, we'll soon find out.
Okay, and you finish off with Ninth Legion. Could he improve?
He'll certainly improve. Whether he can improve against a few of these enough to win, but on a horse like Religify, I think he gets a 3 kilo turnaround in the weights, which will certainly help him. I've got no doubt the other day he found the 62 kilos beyond him. Probably got to the furlong and just thought it was all a bit hard for him on the day and clocked off, which he has been known to do in the past. But he come through that run really good. As I said, he gets a nice weight relief. You know, he drops 4 kilos into the day. On his day, he's good enough to win a race like this, but only he knows whether it's his day or not. So we can't prepare him any better. It's all up to him and James Doyle now. So we'll see how he goes.
All right. Well, hopefully they're all around the mark today.
Yeah, I think they'll all run well, Ron. And you know, if they get a little bit of luck on their side and get their chance, that you know, most certainly one or two of them can certainly win.
All right. Good luck today. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thanks very much. See you, boys.
Peter Roble out there at Trackwork this morning. As this goes on, we talk to these trainers and we thank them very much right across the board for coming on. Ron, just on New Zealand, you spent a few days at a number of the leading studs. What's the general discussion over there? What are they talking about in horse racing?
They're talking about their stallions, obviously, trying to promote their stallions. But they're struggling over there as far as prize money is concerned, and that's always an issue in New Zealand, and they're a little bit worried about their government not being behind them in racing, so they're a little bit down on that. But they're a little bit upbeat with their upcoming sales coming up, so they want to know about James McDonald, that's for sure. No one knows anything, but it's just a beautiful place, beautiful horse country, Andrew.
Ronnie, I heard you mention earlier when you were just speaking to Pete there about young Nick Hayward, you know, the promising young apprentice.
Yep.
Have you seen Lloyd Kennywell's boy, Zach Spain, ride at all?
No, I haven't.
Gee whiz, good boy, is he? Oh man, I think he's one of the future stars. Gee whiz, he does some good things. I put my money on him on a horse the other day. He was back in the rear. He was cluttered away in amongst horses, and he had to work and peel out, and his timing, everything he did from a bad position to get it to clear, full of momentum, and he got the cash on it, I must have. But I've watched him 3 or 4 times on horses now. Gee, I think he's a very promising apprentice.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on him.
Yeah, keep an eye on him. I think he's one for the future.
Zach Spain, who's riding in Adelaide today. Vixen Lass has come out of the Tab Highway. This has now got 5 scratchings. The race,
that's
race
unusual.
3.
Yeah.
Race 3, number 7, Vixen Lass has just come out. Joe Pride's joining us now on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
Just a recap on Terra Vista, if we can, mate. Is the horse home, or what's he up to?
Horse is home. He's in good order, surprisingly. When I watched the race, I sort of feared the worst, that he put in that sort of awkward stride and thought he might have hurt himself. Thankfully, he hasn't. Still not exactly sure how to explain the run, to be honest, but very disappointing. Seemed to cope really well throughout the whole experience and come back in good order. So just press forward and put him in some nice races in the autumn.
Okay. Some solid chances today, Joe. A couple in race 5. Paint, he was good first up. Did a funny race last time.
It was. Look, I think he's a little bit reluctant on very firm tracks, which is what he got the other day. He also sort of lost touch with them in that day. Obviously, he wanted to be on pace. They ran home, tick over 33. Not sure how much effort he put into the last part of his race and definitely feeling the track. Now, today, a surprise, actually. I'm quite happy with it, but that penetrometer sort of gives me the indications of a fair bit of sting out of this track, which is great for this time of year.
Yeah, they've watered it down by the sound of it. Realised potential, he's going through his classes nicely in the same race.
Yeah, he's been quite good so far. This preparation, obviously, very honest and hasn't put in a bad run, and I'd expect no less from him today. Just sort of kept him at the 12. I think that's probably his disadvantage to the 12 to 14, but he's a very strong horse, and you know, I thought he'd be very competitive today.
Race 6, Kuro, I think both his runs back have been quite good.
They have. They've been good, and they're good with an apprentice on, which is not, I'm not sure, is totally suited him. So he gets a nice weight drop today. Bit iffy about this barrier, but I think if they roll along like I'd anticipate with the speedsters that are in this race, if he could just slot in somewhere, I think he'd be very competitive. And you know, I think he's building his way back to some of his better form. I'm not sure if he'll ever get back to sort of the form to him run second in a Galaxy, but. He wouldn't need to be too far off that kind of form to be pretty competitive here.
Mr. Manhattan's been good in a couple back. He's earned a crack at this type of race.
I think so, yeah. It's deep-ending him a bit because it's, you know, normally when you sort of, you can go up and grade, but this listed race looks very strong today. But he's a horse who hits the line really powerfully. Not sure how much more improvement's in him because he just seems to be taking care of his opposition along the way. But you know, he's probably in a similar position to Nieta. They've been deep ended today, and we'll find out how good they are.
Yeah. Destiny's Kiss. I think his brother was pretty good at Gosford the other day. How's he going?
Yeah, he's a lovely horse, his brother. And by Medaglia d'Oro, so he's got a little bit of depth to his pedigree on both sides. Destiny's Kiss has been going great. He put in a bit of an ordinary run there at Canterbury, which was a firmish track. And again, another one today, I think, with that penetrometer. I wouldn't leave him out today. I think he'll run really well. I think he's going as well as ever. I've been very pleased with him. I thought his last run was a little bit of an eye-catcher. So.
Okay, all right. Well, he's big odds. And Wine and Dine, can you find an excuse for his Goulburn run?
Look, he's a funny old horse. He just puts in, you know, shocking runs every now and again, and that was one of those without really an explanation. Jay sort of indicated to me he thought the track was pretty firm down there, but he's never been a horse that's normally worried about that. Again, today, you know, old horse, thing out of the track, doesn't look to be a race with a lot of depth or a lot of chances, so he'll be thereabouts.
Beauty. Good luck with him today.
Great, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Joe Pride joining us there. And just on the Penno, guys, as we spoke with Lindsay Murphy earlier, 6 millimetres was sprayed on late yesterday afternoon, Mike. 5.05 is that Penno, and they're rating it as a good 4. It is overcast too, which is going to keep that sting sort of out of the track too, you'd feel.
Yeah, look, I'm always a little bit gun-shy when they start putting... I understand that they've, you know, got to take the heat out of the track and you don't want it too firm, but I always get a little bit worried when they put water on a track the night before the races, and especially on a track, as we just said at the top of the show, it's had a lot of recent racing, and Rose Hill, you know, is a reactive track. You know, it sort of reacts to, you know, the wear and tear, so a little bit of a concern there, but I suppose it is what it is, and we'll deal with it as the day proceeds. But yeah, I'm not all that fussed on the night before the watering. What about you, Ron?
No, I'm not like the trainers. I like hard track horses have been running to form on hard tracks,
yeah,
of late. We've been reading the bias well. There hasn't been hardly any bias really, except for that 6 metre rail at Rose Hill, but I'm quite comfortable to run on dry tracks, to tell you the truth.
Yep.
I guess it still is a good 4, isn't it?
But look, let's just assess it as it unfolds. Maybe, you know, that was taken a lot earlier this morning, that penetrometer, and it might really dry out in the next hour or so. But
yeah, it won't take much if the sun comes out, that's for sure.
No. Kim Waugh is listening to your thoughts there. Let's get some comments from her.
I know Kim likes the water of the track.
Yeah.
that's why I thought...
She's fiery up there, I can feel it.
Just make sure you interview her. Probably because she's got some good runners.
Well, she has got some good runners, and it's not only Kim that puts out the odd message about the tracks, but also husband Mark joins in, Kim.
Yeah, well, he sees what we go through after race day, that's why.
Just remember, it's not a cricket pitch.
We're not, yeah, well, it is. It's as hard as one. That's the problem. Then you have no horse. So we won't get into that too much because I'll hold you all up for half an hour.
No, but I guess, look, it's something that track managers have got to deal with at this time of the year. Sometimes storms miss and sometimes storm hit, but they have watered it. They put on 28 and 6 late yesterday, Kim. So, as we just discussed, there appears to be good sting out of the track this morning at least.
And it's really warm here. I don't know what it's like there, but, you know, the sun's out and there's a breeze. Yeah, that'll dry out in no time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Kim Hetty Heights, she's had 2 trials. She's made good progression from one to the other. She's pretty good fresh. How is she?
Yeah, she's fantastic. Couldn't be happier with her. She worked on the course proper Tuesday morning, and she's just going really well. She's a bit stronger. She's just a beautiful mare now. She's cranky as all. Get out, but we have to put a muzzle on her when we saddle up. That gives you some idea what she's like.
Yeah, okay, but that's probably when she's at her best, when she's mad
that's
and angry.
Right. Yeah, no, she's a lovely filly and she's flying, so I'm really excited about her today.
Okay, what sort of an impression has this horse made on you, Shiraz? He's a hard horse to get because he's a hard horse to place. Has he already hit his heights or not?
Well, I'm still learning with him, but I love him. I just think he's shown me a lot. I'm hoping he can take it to the races. You know, his work's been good. Both trials have been great. And he's coping really well. He's just a very happy horse. The whole reason they wanted him trained, like, in a bit of a paddock and a yard and all the rest of it, and he's doing that, and he seems to really enjoy it. So, you know, he hasn't drawn great today, but, you know, hopefully he could get even 3 deep with cover would be great with him.
He's been a horse that's, well, just looking at him from the yard point of view, he's a horse that doesn't carry much condition. Is that him again today?
Yeah, I think he looks perfect at the moment. If we can hold him the way he looks now, I'd be really happy. And he's come through his bow trials really well. He's not tucking up and he's not going off his feed. And he eats quite big feeds. So he's just a bit of a lanky, sort of a lean horse, but looks very healthy.
Okay. I wouldn't rule Supreme Effort out. He's a genuine horse. He dropped 6 kilos here today. He maps beautifully. He gets a few ticks today.
Yeah, definitely. Drawn beautifully. And he shouldn't hopefully get too far out of his ground. I think that's what happened the other day. He just ended up at a slow pace way out the back, and it was just impossible. But, you know, I thought he still went very well, and he's pulled up great. He's been racing really well this prep. I think he should be not too far off him, and as you know, he's got a great turn of foot. I think he'll go very well.
So probably looking forward to getting to the races today.
Yeah, because they've done really well leading up this week, and hoping they can all do it today.
Okay. If I see Mark at the races coming at me with your finger pointed, I'm going to turn the other way, because I don't need a lecture on watering at the tracks today. I'm too busy trying to find
a
winner.
He wants to invite you up here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stay at our farm. And then you've got to come and look at the horses the next morning after they race if they're on hard track.
All I can say to that is you better put on a big brekkie.
Has he got a helicopter to get me up there?
He looks a good Barbie. Yeah. Not that far away.
Let's hope they run well today, mate, and you don't have to worry about it in the morning and the horses cope well with it. Good luck,
sure,
Kim.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate. Kim Ward joining us there. Much discussion always about the tracks. Ron.
Yes.
I've got a surprise guest online.
Surprises.
Yeah, I forgot to text you on this one.
Because I've got no form done and no questions.
Exactly. But we don't really need a lot of form on the next guest because it's more congratulations. So do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Congratulations to Tommy Berry and Shani.
Oh, of course.
They had their baby, and Tommy Berry's online. Well done, Tommy.
Yeah, no, thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Ron.
Well, I thought
Ron would have just jumped out with it.
There's so many people, things that happen in racing, and we've got to congratulate. I forgot about it, but yesterday I did read it and even sent a tweet to Tommy and Shani.
Yep.
It's great, yes.
Yeah. No, everything went to plan, mate. Everyone's well?
Yeah, no, everyone's well. No, the baby had a great sleep last night, Charlie. So did Shani, and they come through it really well. So, very pleased. We're very blessed to have two beautiful kids now, and Caden was very, very happy to see his little sister yesterday afternoon.
Fantastic. Beautiful. So, Caden, now, I was asked yesterday, February of 2015 he was born?
He's 2 in February, and so now he's very excited. We didn't really think he knew what was going on when obviously Shani was pregnant. They say a lot of kids sense something's happening, but he sort of didn't show much interest, but... last night when I first took Caden into the room, he went straight up at the bed and gave her a kiss and a cuddle straight away. So it was a pretty special moment.
Mm. Yeah, fantastic. And Charlize, where did the name come from? My wife was trying to tell me last night there's an actress or something that's Charlize something.
Yeah, no, I've got no idea. Sean just came up with that one, and I like the sound of it. It sort of goes with Shani and Caden, and they all sound well together, and... it's got no family background or anything. It's a bit different, a bit unusual, but not too weird as well.
Yeah, well done. I hope everyone continues to be passing on their congratulations today, mate. And it's down to business today. You've got some good opportunities. Nudie Rudy looks to be a good one, Ron, for Tommy in this fourth race today.
Yeah, she does, Tommy. You've got a really good book of rides today.
Yeah, I do. I don't think I've got a standout amongst the lot of them, but I think I've got a lot of good rides. You know, they've all been performing well and been very consistent, and Nudie Rudy was she's put in two really good runs in his preparation. Wasn't beaten very far last start, and you know, I think she can really go on with it from a good barrier.
That horse, Gaze, looks all right, and Adrian's Montreal.
Yeah, lovely, well-bred colt. Love the way he did it on debut. As you've always said, Ron, it's really nice when you see a horse not only just beat the second horse, but beat the third horse by margin. And this bloke did that on debut, and he's got great tactical speed. He's drawn a good barrier, and Gaze horses are always improved.
I know you haven't had much to do with him, but I reckon you're on a horse today that's going to jump out of the ground, this closing bell.
Yeah, he's got a sense of timing about him. I've ridden him in a trial. I rode him in a trial at Warwick Farm before he had his, a start over here, and he's got a great presence about him. He's a beautiful type, a lovely-looking horse, and feels like he'll run all day. And I love when Chris puts blinkers on him for the first time, or this preparation. I think he's had him on once before overseas. And I think he will jump out of the ground. It was a very encouraging run last start when he was hitting the line strong.
I'm actually tipping you on Amavasio as well. The more I look into these rides that you got, I'm willing you on.
Yeah, no, well, he's another consistent galloper. He's rarely out of the money, and all he needs is a bit of luck, a bit of speed on, and he storms home late. But his run in Melbourne was good, and his run here in it was the Our Boy Malachi race, I think it was. He's really strong form, so he's going really well, and another one that looks to be peaking at the right time.
All right, go and do some form, stay focused. I want you at your best today.
he suddenly realised, hang on a sec, I'm backing a few of these things.
Yeah. Don't worry about the baby.
Well, I had a really good day after Caden was born. He was born on a Friday, and I had a great day on the Saturday, so hopefully it's the same.
Beauty.
Well, mate, good luck. Congratulations again from everybody. I hope Charlize comes home really well. And it's a South African actress called Charlize Theron. And her best movie was back in 2004 called Monster, is what I'm being texted by our good friend Glenn Munsey. So, Charlize, a beautiful name, and we wish her all the very best in her life to come. Thanks a lot, Tommy.
No, pleasure. Thanks, Ron. Take care, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Tommy Berry joining us there. We're going to take a break on Racing HQ Saturday. Still to come, the likes of Chris Waller and Peter Snowden. And we might even surprise Ron with another guest along the road as well. A break and then back with more.
Here at Sky Sports Radio, we know what punters expect.
The best experts.
Late mail.
Interviews with trainers and jockeys.
Tips and the all-important Tab Market Movers.
Tab Market Mover here for you at Rose Hill. Hogmanay here for Chris Waller, number 11. It's 850 into 550, number 11.
Hogmanay's clear. Jimmy Innes has pulled off the perfect ride. Hogmanay leads all the way from unbiased.
Tab Market Movers for thoroughbred harness and greys have proven invaluable to our listeners. Stay with the punters, pal.
Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 quaddy jackpot at Rose Hill Gardens today and a $20,000 quaddy jackpot at Tabcorp Park Menangle tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer a colt by Loop de Vega, a champion young sire, our two-year-olds from the sizzling speed family of Overreach, Reward for Effort and Catnipped.
He's a cracker. He's absolutely big, strong, a stallion I've got a lot of time for, because this one, chosen by Dynamic, shows that they really liked him. I do too.
Join the Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
The Amarok Highline Runout Sale is on now. This top-of-the-line workhorse can be yours from only $53,990 drive away, including free 8-speed auto, plus $2,000 cash back. But you'll need to hurry, because with premium features like Bi-Xenon headlights, a rear-view camera, satellite navigation and permanent four-wheel drive, you just know they won't be in the showroom for long. Offer ends December 31st. Conditions at vwoffers.com.au.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by Tab. We love a bet.
We're only minutes away from getting Ingram scratching through for Rose Hill, but Pyanka has come out of race four, number 9. Just before our next guest, Ron Duppersy and Mike Fraser are with us. This Starlight Stakes, guys, I was talking to Tony Gollan yesterday, and he said to me, we won't be holding back. We didn't cost a lot. The horse will be certainly running along quickly out in front. So there looks to be real genuine pace at this 1,100, Ron.
Certainly is, and that will take a lot of speed out of it with his a statement like that from Tony. So yeah. Tony's he knows he's got a fast horse. He's playing the game of being open about it, and it might work well for him tactically, to tell you the truth, because it may just stop a few of those kicking up trying to be in contention there.
That might he was just... Sorry, Mike.
I was just going to say that might suit Joe Pride because he was looking for a spot for Curo to tuck in behind there, so that could fall to place for him too.
It could well do. Yeah. You know, it could well do because he's a pretty fast horse when he wants to be. Didn't cost a lot. And
yeah, well, that's what Tony said yesterday. And the other thing was just forget the run first up at Eagle Farm. You know, there's horses go to Eagle Farm and simply not handling it for whatever reason. And he just said that. The jock come back and said from 100 metres after the start, the horse was never travelling. So he just said, let's get down to Sydney, get on to Rose Hill and see how we go. But genuine pace is going to be there and it'll be interesting. It might suit Prince Famous because I think it's Peter Snowden online coming up next. Peter, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. That pace, as I just said, looks to be pretty quick in the starlight. How do you see it suiting Prince Famous?
Yeah, we've got a soft draw and it's drawn just to our inside, so if he wants to go crazy, we don't have to leave. We can just tuck him behind him and give himself a better chance.
Mm. He did do a good job winning first up, Pete. I think he had one of those throat operations, tie-back operations or something going on.
Yeah, no. One time, Ronnie, when they had those, it's the last throw at the stumps because they weren't that successful. But
no.
So many horses are getting done now, and the bits are definitely getting better, and there's more success stories and failures in them now, so and he's one of them. He seems to be a much happier horse now. He can breathe, and as you can imagine, and when they've got restricted air flow, when they're getting 30-40% of air, it's like trying to gallop and breathe through a straw. So it does make a difference, and if you get that tie back working properly, no complications coming with it, no, you're in with it. You're back in business again.
In race two, you got this horse, Calander. He's... look, it was only a Warwick Farm maiden, but he just had a bit of quality about him.
Always showed us a good bit of ability. Always liked the horse. So it was good to see him win as well as he did and ran time, but they did run time all day there, so it probably wasn't significant. But I do like him. Good bit of upside to him. He's pretty versatile. We've ridden him in trials from the front and the back. So that's a good tool to have. We'll jump and sort of be fairly positive, but... Well, keep in mind, if something wants to kick up, it won't be bright to sort of tuck him behind either, because he's certainly not one-dimensional.
No. Yuma Desert just can't crack it so far this prep. Crying out for a drop of rain?
Frustrating, Ronnie. It works as good as ever. She looks as good as ever. It counts perfect. There's no reason why she's not winning. She's running well, but just not finishing off like she was her last preparation. But I think that's the key. I think just these firm tracks just are holding her back. Missed that tad, and not much you can do about it today either. But look, if she doesn't perform today, I will give her, I will tip her out. Mm-hmm. But honestly, can't fault a work or appearance or anything about her at all. It's just as slam as it has been when she was winning races. So hopefully today she can get back to her old form, because nothing suggests that she can't.
Falconberg presents well today. Just a month between runs last time, but a quicker back up here should have a pretty right.
Yeah, she'll be right at her best. I thought her run was full of merit the other day, and she trained on nicely. Really happy with her, actually. I think drawing 10 is not a bad thing either, because you can sometimes step a bit slow, so it gives that opportunity to roll forward, still get in that spot that we want to be in the run. But happy with that run the other day, and she's done everything right since.
He's going well, not a gypsy. Just whether he wants 2,400 before he can win.
He does. I think his next start is probably the one that he can definitely run well in, but... he's just a gross horse. It just needs racing to keep him up the mark, and he'll be competitive. And I think the faster they go in the race, the better it'll suit him, because he's tough, he's dour. Mm. He probably just lacks a good turn of foot, but always very strong at the end of his races. So if it is a fast run race, it'll probably help his chances today.
Pajaro's ticking in race 8 is ticking along nicely for the Villiers.
He's going really well. He's been set for that. We wanted to make it third up as his form suggested last time, going cup third up. So the pattern's been falling right so far. His first up run was great. Second one was a touch disappointing last time being at Hawkesbury in the cup, but I think he drew one on a day where the defence was really bad then, so I put that down to that. I can't see him running a bad race today on what I've seen since his last start in his work. He looks really well. He's ticking over nicely.
Well, I can't see Extensible running a bad race because she doesn't know how to run one.
No, she's as generous as you can get. Look, I thought she ran incredible race in Melbourne at Sandown. She got a bit lost on the track and different parts of it. Still hit the line well, but came back, and you would never know she had a triple away, you know, first triple away sometimes it's the end of them. We came back and did so well on the stable, and the work's been so good. I thought, well, this is a nice target here. Shoots it perfectly. And that good draw is worth another two lengths to her. So I do think she will run very well today.
Okay. A couple in Brisbane, that's a good idea. Has he travelled up well?
Really well, yeah. He finds it hard to win, mate. It's just his old horses, once they get in this bit of a rut, it's a bit hard to turn them around. But look, I can't fault him. He looks in great order. He's fourth up. He's as good as I can get him. Map's all right. There's a little bit of speed, one underneath him, two outside him, so he should get a nice 1-1 spot, I thought. And I thought 1,200 metres suits him better than what the fast run 1,100 would have been today. He doesn't have that pace that he had 12 months ago. I think the desire is there, but the legs won't do what the mind wants to do. But anyhow, hopefully today he turns it around and can run well and win.
You've also got this filly Gibraltar Girl up there. It's, as it turned out, it was a good run the other day because she was in the worst part of the track.
Yeah, no, she's a good filly. It's found a solid race, as most black type races are, but drawn a great gate today. Wouldn't think she'd be in midfield, no worse than that. I think she's in with a very good chance.
Good on you, Pete.
See you
good
time.
Luck. Thanks a lot, Pete. Good luck.
Thanks,
with all
mate.
Of them, mate.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Peter Snowden there from Trackwork this morning. Final scratchings have come straight up for Rose Hill. It's a bit overcast out there at the moment. Track is a good 4. Penetrometer 5.05. These are the finals. Race 1 is clear. Race 2 take out 1 Suspenders and 7 Invincible L. 1 and 7. The third, the Tab Highway, is to take out 6 Fickle Folly, 7 Vixen Lass, 10 Yama Magic, 11 Classic Conquest, and 12 Venus Amoris. 6, 7, 10, 11 and 12 out of race 3. Race 4, number 9, Pienka. 10, The Little Racketeer. And 11, Heartling. That's 9, 10 and 11. Race 5, number 7, Wild and Famous is out, number 7. Race 6, number 2, as you've heard, That's a Good Idea. Scratch from Rose Hill to run in Brisbane. Race 7, number 8, Refulgent is out. Race 7, number 8. Race 8, number 14, Duke of Valentinois. Race 8, number 14. And race 9, number 7, King's Officer. 9, Final Decision. And 12, Blend Well. 7, 9 and 12. So they're the final scratchings for Rose Hill. We're about half an hour away from the full preview there. Brenton Abdullah is joining us next, guys. Morning to you, Brenton.
Morning, boys.
How you been, mate? Everything sort of heading into the summer you're going to ride on?
Yeah, it's a pretty busy time of year. You know, plenty of Friday meetings, plenty of Sunday meetings. But, I'll continue to ride on. I'll end up at the Magic Millions there for a week and a bit. And the next thing is straight back into the Sydney Carnival. So it's all happening pretty quick at the moment.
Got a nice book of rides. You start off in the first for this Godolphin Colt. I think, what do we say this? Galooey. I really liked him late in that trial.
Yeah, I think he's quite a nice colt. But obviously, he trialled up against a stablemate the other day, and Tyson would probably set it a little bit closer and give him a bit of a squeeze when I just sort of sat back and relaxed my bloke and just let him work through the line under his own steam, and I was really happy with him. I think 1,100's as short as he wants. I think he's going to be a progressive horse when he gets to 7 furlongs or a mile, but in a field of sticks, he's not going to be too far away, and I expect him to be strong late.
Bratislava, promising colt, well-drawn.
Yeah, come out of a nice enough race the other day. I thought Realized Potential won well, and he sort of had to work up on speed over 1,300. He goes back in distance, barrier draw suits, and back to his own age. So strong little three-year-old race. I think it's quite a few nice horses, but he's drawn to get a lovely run and run well.
Imposing Lass, well, she's a talented mare resuming.
Yeah, she is. Sort of, I haven't ridden her many times, but I've always had a bit to do with her, whether it's been trials or track work, and wasn't surprised to see her sort of go through her grades last prep. She's won first up before. Would have probably liked her at 13 or 1400 first up, but I still think she's going well enough that she can be competitive fresh.
Reincarnate's a nice pickup in race 5.
He is racing well. Sort of drawn a middle gate. We just had a soft trial in between the other day. Could love somewhere sort of just on speed. And if he brings his A game like he has his last couple, he'll be there about firing.
You did win on that Realised Potential the other day. Do you respect him in a race like this?
I do. I think Joe's sort of worked him out now. You know, a few times they were riding quiet, you know, a few preps ago, and I think what he is now, he's just an on-speed bowler. It doesn't mean he's got a lead, but I think they've just got to ride him where he's in front, outside, or just even one out, one back. I did like I did the other day, but he's just got to be flowing. He's a big horse. You just got to get him into a rhythm. So if he's put, he won the other day, so I'd expect him to run well again today.
Shiraz has the class factor. Kim sounds pretty happy with him.
Yeah, he's obviously won 4 from 7 first up. He's group one place. He's gone well at the track and distance. He's just drawn that little bit awkward. If you can sort of slot him with a bit of cover somewhere, I'm sure he'll be thereabouts. He's obviously a very talented horse, and Kim's horses are going well. So looking forward to getting on him, and he's anywhere near his best to be able to beat.
The Bull in race 7. Nice to be back on Gay's radar.
Yeah, it's... get in, get out, get in, get out. It's my turn at the moment. So I've got a couple for Gay today. And he's been... I sort of never had much time for this horse sort of a while ago, but obviously Gay and Adrian have got him going well. He's won 3 of his last 5, and he's racing really consistent. This is another step up for him again, but he's on the minimum. He'll put himself on speed with no weight, and you could always got to respect Gay's horses.
And another one for Gay and Adrian here is Sweet Redemption. Tough on pace type of mare.
Yeah, she's been everywhere, but obviously won at Randwick a few starts ago, and her run at Sandown was good. Coming out, probably not a bad little Golden Cup where she did a bit of work on speed, but she's going to be somewhere on speed again today. Obviously, Religious Five's probably going to be flying with me, and she's anywhere near her best. She's tough, and she's racing well. She deserves a chance in it.
And I would have thought Episode Plush would get a cosy little time up front, or up near the front here in the last...
Yeah, I thought his run was full of merit the other day. Look, he's been consistent all prep. Draws nice. He'll lob somewhere in the first 2 or 3. 1,500, I don't think, is a concern. I thought he did a tremendous job the other day. I thought getting a softer run on speed would suit. And he might be one of my best rides of the day.
Yeah, good ride. Good luck with it, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, Brenton. Brenton Abdullah there going through his rides. We've had Tommy on, we've had Brenton. They're both going to be right there in the marketplace today, Mike. You would feel off
aren't
the run
what?
Of the rides that they've had.
Yeah, certainly. They've both got some very good rides. It was interesting when you interviewed Peter Roble earlier, Ronnie. You've had him on a couple of times. He speaks with a little bit more confidence now. Yes, he seems to be right in the groove there.
No, definitely.
Yeah, he's got into it. I know Ron isn't a weight sort of man normally, but just on Naita today, guys, 81 rating, sits there with 54, 5 off the top of Shiraz. If the horse was in another race, she'd probably be carrying maybe a bit less than 54 minimum, but is she up to this with her rating, Mike and Ron, in winning this race today?
Oh, she could definitely win it. You know, you never underrate an informed mare, and she is just that. She won 4 from 5 this preparation, and the only time she was beaten was when they tried her at 1,400. But this is a big ask. You know, she takes on the big boys for the first time. I would personally would be marking her a little bit longer than the $3.20, but a lot of people in the marketplace don't agree with me. I think she's the best, one of the best back runners. I think she was 350 to 320. Well, last time I looked, they might even be shorter now. I don't know.
Well, have a look at... you could take a bit of a line, not that they're in the same race, but Supreme Effort went around in a benchmark 93 with 60 kilos on his back the other day and drops to the limit today. So he dropped 6 kilos. And Naida went around in a benchmark, I think it was a 78, and she only had 3.5 over the limit, and so she's back on the limit here. So she only drops 3.5 kilos. So, you know, he comes massively down in class and weight, and has really got a big advantage over her if you're just using that little comparison there. So she's got the job ahead of her, but as we all know, when a horse is getting into form, especially mares, you know, they you raise the bar. They can, you know, can clear it. I'll be surprised if she wins, but I'm certainly not knocking her as a horse.
I think the key is that you can say, oh, well, why didn't she find an easier race than this? But you've got to understand, this is a black type race, and she's a mare.
125K.
Yeah, and she's a very valuable mare if she happens to win or even place. So obviously they're thinking of the value of the mare running her here.
Yep.
Mike, just on the weights and the ratings and things, just while we've got a few minutes, Chris Waller just needs a couple of minutes while he works a horse out at Rose Hill. How much, when you're doing the form, say, for this race is a good example, you've mentioned that you're not thinking Naida wins, but how much do you put that into your work with your tips for this race, with Naida's rating and that weight with the other horse?
Well, all that's done automatically on the handicapping that I've got on my screen here. Like, you know, when they go up and down in class, up and down in weight, that's all adjusted. And then you have to give them your final figure of, you know, which way you think the horse is going, whether it's progressing or whether you think it's going to go backwards. But yeah, all the weights and classes already is automatically done for me. You know, with allowances for the jockeys and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah. If you had to do it all manually, it'd take you 4 days to do the form.
Yeah. Ron, I mean, just give us your thoughts on what you do then with weights.
Look, they're all relevant. You know, it's part of the jigsaw puzzle. You know, I don't live and die by them. But I'm certainly respect the weights, you know, and in weight swings and whatever. So I don't... Like I said, it's just part of the jigsaw puzzle, Andrew, and there's lots of pieces to put into place. You've got your trials, you've got your patterns, you've got your track conditions, you've got how far they're into their preparations, their barrier trials. So everything goes in, and obviously part of that is the weights and the comparisons and the class of race they're in.
And the other thing too, which is a bit of an untold thing, is the size of the horse. You know, some horses can, you know, a big 600 kilo horse that can carry weights easily, then you get the little pit ponies that you put an extra 2 kgs on them and they struggle to carry it. So that's an untold factor that we really can't cater for.
I'm not so much into that because I've owned big horses that are just useless when you put weight on their back. I don't know why.
Maybe it's weight of your money.
Yeah, and I've seen little horses that are good weight carriers. Now, I understand some horses carry weight better than others, but I wouldn't put that down just because it's a big horse to a little horse, because I've seen exactly the opposite of that happen.
Yeah, it's just good info for our listeners. That's great stuff from both of you, so they can get a feel on your thoughts. Look, I'm going to take a break. Chris Waller's just galloping a horse out at Rose Hill. He's going to join us in about 2 or 3 minutes. So we're going to take a break now, and then we'll come back with Chris Waller. We'll have all the scratchings, and then we'll go straight in to our Rose Hill preview with Mark Van Gestel. You're listening or watching. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids' room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Mum, do you want to know the long-range forecast for this summer?
Yes.
Moderate temperatures, gentle breezes and cool gift cards.
Gift cards?
When you buy an air conditioner from Bingley.
Which one, Lionel?
We've got the latest models from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, LG and Panasonic.
What could be better?
A bonus Bingley gift card. Up to $300 depending on the size of the aircon.
So beat the heat this summer.
With a brand new aircon and a bonus gift card from Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer a strong, ready-to-run 2-year-old filly with a sensational pedigree. By Foxwedge, a leading second-season sire, our fillies are half-sister to 6 winners from the brilliant black-type family of Polar Success, Bring Me the Maid, Ain't Seen Nothing and Backman. Become part of the Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated, and with over 300 new Mazdas in stock, has the best selection and the best prices. Whether it's a VT50 Ute from our Mazda Ute Centre, the stylish Mazda 3, or the Mazda CX-5, an SUV like no other, Penrith Mazda Centre has all the choices. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
Righto, Chris Waller is going to join us in a tick. Then we'll go through all the runners for him. And, of course, we will have all the scratchings for the TAB programs. Repeating out at Rose Hill, it's a good four, the penetrometer 5.05. Newcastle on the Beaumont track, it's a good four, the rail at 5. Wagga's rated good with a fine day down there as well for the Murrumbidgee Turf Club. Eagle Farm, it's a good four. They watered the track last night with a light sprinkle, a good four, and the rail at 5. And Pakenham Cup Day, it's the feature program in Victoria. Pakenham Cup Day today, the track is a good four. The rail is true for the first time since Oaks Day, and a fine day at Pakenham. They're looking for somewhere around 23, 24 degrees. Let's welcome in Chris Waller to Racing HQ. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Morning, Andrew.
No, thanks for your time, mate. It's a busy morning, and we thank you for your time. Ron, let's get stuck straight into all the key chances.
Firstly, Chris, the three runners in the big race at Perth, Good Project, Vanbrugh, McIntosh, can we get your thoughts on those?
Look, Good Project, 50-50 whether he runs. We're going to trot him up this morning.
Okay.
Evan wasn't entirely happy with the way he was moving yesterday, so we're going to check him out this morning. And yeah, I don't want to preempt anything, so I'd say it's a 50-50 call whether he runs, which is disappointing. But the other two are well, and got great chances in a fantastic race. $1 million, 1800 metres weight for age, so should suit both Vanbrugh and McIntosh for where they're at in their preparations.
Beauty. Sydney today, Harlem Lady, she has some nice fresh form.
Yeah, she has. Admittedly, in weaker races, this is her level now, so it's a little bit harder, but she's well, she's trialled nicely, and she's not a horse that needs a lot of work to come to hand. She'll look pretty fit in the yard.
Race 5, Avanarco, he also won first up last preparation. He maps quite nicely here.
Yeah, should get a lovely run. That's how we saw it as well from, I think, gate 4. And he's come to hand nicely, and proves to be a pretty competitive horse. He's not as effective on those soft and heavy tracks, hence the reason for a couple of poor performances towards the end of last prep. But yeah, on a good track, he's pretty handy.
You're strong in this OTC Cup. You've got 5 runners. Index Link, he probably should need more racing.
He needs to start showing something. Hopefully he could be midfield today. That would be a big improvement. And then 2400 metres in 2 weeks' time would be a more realistic goal.
I was shocked when I saw this horse in the yard the other day, Closing Bell. He's a big, heavy horse, but you put blinkers on him today.
Yeah, he looks similar today. I still haven't quite got to him yet. He's holding his weight a bit too well, and that's the reason he stayed in work. All horses are a little bit different to train, and regardless of diets and stepping your workload up, you can't make too drastic a changes when you're not sure of the horse, so we're just making gradual changes and trying to get him a bit tighter, but he still looks similar today. The only positive is that the blinkers have helped sharpen him up.
Okay. Beyond Thankful, I think it was a better run than what it reads on paper last time.
Yeah, probably very much the same as Index Link. I think it's hard to expect them to make that big jump just in one run, so hopefully we see him midfield today to suggest he'd be a more competitive chance in the Christmas Cup in 2 weeks.
Lady Lafay back home today.
Yeah, back in distance. Her run the other day was good. She's not one for the punters to follow, obviously, but she's just such a hard horse to catch. But we can't fault her at home. She's working well, and I think 2,000 metres is a suitable trip. She didn't have a tough run in the Pakenham Cup. She went back to try and ride for luck, and they just didn't run the race to suit, so she can bounce back, but she's a hard one for the punters to catch.
Yeah, and your Dance of Heroes is up in class, so it did work and stuck on okay the other day.
Yeah, he'll be rock hard fit, and just racing out of his greater touch makes it hard as always, but yeah, this time of year there's not a lot of other options available, so we'll hope for the best for him.
The Festival Stakes, you've got Amavasio. He's got a class edge on his best form.
Yeah, he's coming out of some really good form races in Melbourne too, and the race looks to suit. There should be good speed on. And he's drawn well, so he doesn't have to go back to last. Hopefully he could just sit that PR2 closer from gate 5. So yeah, he's been a good horse to stable. He's bordering on $1 million prize money, you know, so hopefully we can crack that today.
Yeah, well, talking about a good horse for the stable, Religify's just that. He's pushing $500,000.
Yeah, he's certainly in form as well. So Kieran rode him very well last start, and if we could simulate that, he's gonna give them all something to chase. He's drawn a touch easier this week in gate 7. I'd say it's a slightly stronger race, but in saying that, he's winning and he's going well.
Marinostro, a touch fitter?
Yeah. I was a touch disappointed. Maybe Religify exaggerated a few other horses' runs. They mightn't have been as bad as we think because of the way he was rated and skipped away as a fit horse. So Marinostro was made look plain on that occasion, and he should improve and probably ride him a touch closer today.
And you got four runners in the last. Corson's Power. Back to the trial since that first up run where he just got that prat on the turn and lost the plot.
Yeah, he balked and exactly that. So, yeah, I think he is a horse that appreciates a bit of room, and that barrier today, gate 7, should allow that sort of midfield, maybe appear closer and with a bit of room to move when he needs to. Don't know whether he got interfered with or he balked out of it himself, so we won't give him that opportunity today, and he certainly trialled well.
Good Metallic Crown bounce back?
I think he was very well rated first up, but Rory Hutchings, who goes back on a board today, he might have pinched that race first up, but he was so disappointing last start, it's sort of hard to turn that around. So just hope that we can get a bit of luck again from the wide barrier. I don't think he'll be able to lead, but second, third, hopefully without doing too much work there, we might see him run a place.
Redoubtable Heart was, after a long spell, I thought he was pretty good first up.
Yeah, and he's had the 3 weeks between runs and had two good trials prior to that first up run, so I don't think we'll see a negative being second up today. And a little bit further, good draw, Blake Shin aboard. It's going to be very hard to beat.
And Quick Defence was a little bit disappointing first up.
Yeah, he was. Maybe it was the way the race was run and maybe just his fitness told, but we were disappointed. So he'll improve, I'm sure. I don't know if he could trouble the stablemates like his Redoubtable Heart and Corkin's Power.
Good luck with them today, Chris.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, everybody.
Good on you, Chris. Chris, while they're going through all of them there, we're going to present now all the scratchings, and then both Ron and Mike will be back with Mark Van Gestel in a few minutes' time. But let's go and look at all the scratchings. We started Rose Hill for Starlight Day with the ATC Cup and the Festival Stakes. The track, a good 4, penetrometer 5.05. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 1 suspenders and 7 Invincible L, 1 and 7 out of race number 2. Race 3, take out 6 Fickle Folly, 7 Vixen Lass, 10 Yama Magic, 11 Classic Conquest and 12 Venus Amoris. 6, 7, 10, 11 and 12 are out of the third. Race 4, number 9 Pienka, 10 The Little Racketeer and 11 Heartlings. 9, 10 and 11 out of the fourth. Race 5, number 7 Wild and Famous, number 7. Race 6, number 2 That's a Good Idea, number 2. Race 7, number 8 Refulgent, number 8. Race 8, number 14, Duke of Alatinwa, number 14. And race 9, number 7, King's Officer, 9, Final Decision, and 12, Blendwell, 7, 9, and 12. That's the information for Rose Hill. We now move to the Beaumont meeting on the Newcastle track there. It's Fine and a Good 4, the rail at 5 metres. Race 1, take out 7, Our Girl Holly, number 7. Race 2, number 2, Silver Art, 7 Samoa Moore and 8 Tuvasa, 2, 7 and 8 out of race 2. Race 3 is clear, the 4th at Newcastle, number 7 Our Girl Holly is out, number 7. Race 5, number 3 Duchess Predrill and 5 Insasata, 3 and 5 out of the 5th. Race 6, number 1 Charming Lad and 10 Hot Pistol, 1 and 10. Race 7, number 2 Red Extension is out, race 7, number 2. And race 8, The lone scratching is number one, Go Benny. That's race eight, number one. So they're the final scratchings for today's meeting on the Beaumont track at Newcastle. We move now to the other New South Wales program on the Riverside, the inside track there at Wagga. It's Fine and the Good Three. Race one, take out number three. Race two, the scratching is number six. The third is clear. Race four at Wagga, take out seven, 9 and 14. Race 5, the scratchings are